The story you are about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Don't be afraid. Unless you're beautiful and in your bedroom and alone.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Warning, warning, warning.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
The following program is brought to you in living color on
Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Fighting, brand mention I took to the hills. And I really got hot when I saw Jeanette Scott fight a triffid that spits poison and kills. Dana Andrews said prunes, gave him the runes, and passing them used lots of skills. But when worlds collide, said George Powell to his bride, I'm gonna give you some terrible thrills. Like a
from outer space to fill the world with terror, to bring you unforgettable suspense. What was it? Where did it come from? Who were the all-powerful creatures it brought from outer space? And what did they want on Earth? You can learn the amazing answer only when you see the most thrilling picture in years. It came from outer space. In the astonishing realism of three dimensions, with objects coming right out of the screen, so real they almost touch you.
One second.
Satellite baby, come on back down to Earth. Satellite baby, come on back down to Earth. A radioactive daddy's found out what you are worth. Nuclear for baby, he don't fission out on me. Nuclear baby, he don't fission out on me. Geiger counter data loves your atomic energy. Yes, yeah, we're gonna rocket around that moon tonight. Rocket to our heart's delight. Rocket freedom by the bright moonlight. Interplanetary mama, she'll correct me, not her being to me.
makes me wanna move. It takes my time and all my scratch, 'cause I'm addicted to my bottle wax. And a Chippendale, I put them on the jukebox. Well, man, well, if you don't dig it, then I can't explain, 'cause I got records on the brain. I'm gonna dig me some bomb wax. I dig the feeling of a platter attack. I'm playing my records one by one. Well, I ain't lonesome, I'm having fun. I dig what I'm saying, and it's just the facts. Well, it ain't vinyl, it's a bomb wax. Yeah! Getting my kicks, watching that record go around and around, listening to the speakers make a crazy sound. I ran out of room on the walls and the floor. I got a million records, but I need more, 'cause man, I'm digging my bomb wax. I play my records and I got stacks. I drop that needle right into the groove. A man, that rhythm makes me wanna move. You think I'm crazy, but I'm telling you, Jack, 'cause I dig records.
You did not hear what you thought you heard. You did not. No, you didn't. It's in your mind. Hello, everybody. I'm Chris. Subbing in for Belinda on Bubbles in a Think Tank here. And that red clock now says it's 11:16. And my wristwatch says it's 11:16. And the computer says it's 11:16. Here. But on the West Coast, it would be 8:16, or something like that. Whew, romper bumper stomper do. Hey, there's a lot of people out there today. I see Fred, I see Bob, I see Joe, I see Bill, I see Belinda. I see Pam, I see, I believe Kimberly out there, maybe Joanna. Well, big hello to everybody. As I said, I'm Chris, filling in for Belinda, who is still recovering. Hopefully she'll be back soon. It's 2 hours of freeform silliness. Actually, probably about an hour and 20 minutes. Somewhere between midnight and 12:30, we'll start the radio obituary. We started today's show with the Richard, or tonight's show. I'm used to doing a show in the day. It's kind of strange at night here. Richard O'Brien, science fiction double feature from the Rocky Horror Picture Show soundtrack, 1975. Skip Stanley with Satellite Baby. That's the original version from 1956 from the Satellite label. Deke Dickerson, I hope I pronounced that right, Bop Wax from the eponymously entitled Bubbles in a Think Tank. An awesome 7-inch that I have. I have 3 7-inches from Bubbles in a Think Tank. Can you say that? And the Rulers with I Want My Ramones Records Back from Cool Cat Records 2017. Hopefully I'll be playing some of the stuff you enjoy. I go back and forth from a computer, CDs, LPs, 45s. And sometimes I may make a mistake. But enough of me. Let's get back to some music and some help, I guess.
Describing your pleasure from dusk till dawn. Rock and roll doctor is always on.
Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air. Yeah, you want to turn your radio down, sir. You want to turn your radio down, please.
Yeah, I'm going to the Aerosmith concert, man. I was wondering what kind of drugs I should take.
Okay, Aerosmith, that's heavy metal. You're going to want to stay away from stimulants. They react negatively with the high decibels. When those guitars start feeding back, you're going to be clawing your face off. I suggest rather a mild depressant, beer, maybe some Quaaludes.
All right, man. You got any?
No, I don't. I'd like to point out right here, the rock and roll doctor does not advocate drugs or just prescribe them. Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air. Are you having a bad trip, sir? Is that what this...
I took too much.
Yeah, okay. Well, you want the hotline. This is the rock and roll doctor. Next, please try to dial carefully, people, okay? It's very important. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Did you see Quadrophenia, man?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you should, man. It's really good. It's got all this Who music in it, man. Really good.
Yeah, okay. Well, you have a question here?
Right. Well, it's about the mods, you know. They're like early hippies in England, but they're not hippies. They ride around on mopeds, you know. And
you want to get to the point, please.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the mods are like always taking these pills. They're called blues, man. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of blues, man. Like, what are these blues?
As far as I'm concerned, it's Negro music. Blue is not really a good drug color. I suggest try reds instead. Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yes, my sister and I are going to the new Christy Minstrel show at the Playhouse tonight, and I was wondering what I should take.
A good book. Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello?
Turn your radio down, please. You want to turn your radio down, please, sir?
What?
Turn your radio
down. Oh, yeah.
Right, okay. That's better. You have a question, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to the Nugent concert.
Kind of figured.
Well, I'm taking some pot and some acid, and I'm going to be taking some coke, and I'm going to be taking a couple of quarts of rum. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if there's anything else that I should take.
Yeah, an ambulance. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Rock and roll doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had these, pills, and I took them, I think, and, like, do you know what they were, man?
No, I don't.
Oh, wow. Well, I was just wondering, like, who is this?
This is the rock and roll doctor. Why don't you lie down for a couple days? Do us both a favor. You'll feel a whole lot better. People, when you call in, try to have a question in mind, okay? It just makes the show move a whole lot faster. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, you had a call a moment ago. It sounded like my son. Well, you tell that lousy punk that if I catch him taking any more drugs, I'll clobber him.
Okay, you want to calm down, sir? You sound a bit upset.
Well, you're damn right I'm upset. I think I got good reason to be upset.
Okay, well, you're on your way to a heart attack, sir, and also at the very least. I suggest you take a couple Valium and relax.
I don't have any Valium. call him.
Okay, well, just stay on the line. I'll get your name and I'll send you a prescription, okay?
Yeah? Hey, thanks.
Okay, no problem. Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Hello.
Goodbye. Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Detective Johnson of the Drug Enforcement Agency. Doctor, perhaps you'd like...
Okay, that's just about all the time we have for calls right now. We're going to break, take a word from our sponsor and be back with Timothy Leary.
Now gather round, you cats, and I'm sure you'll dig this cool little phrase about three little pigs. I'll tell you just what this platter's all about if you'll make it with me to the land of Whale. Now there were two little pigs who knew how to hoof, but they didn't stand a chance with the fuzzy wuzzy wolf, since Brother Who protected them because they were so green was beating his bongos on the village scene. Pigs grew up, they said, cool it, Dad, like we're each cutting out to build a new pen. So the first one took some straw and the second some sticks, but the third one, he was smart, man, you guessed it, bricks. Well, no sooner were they built than like magic or poof, who should make the scene but the fuzzy wuzzy wolf. He banged on the door and said,
hey, let me in.
Oh, not by the hair of my beauty chin.
Gracious joint, the big wolf barked. The pig bugged out the back because he knew he was marked. So the wolf traveled on to the house of sticks, but he found himself in the very same fix. You can't come in here because you're a square. We're shipping out to brothers, you can dig us there. So about a half hour later at the pad of bricks, there were three little pigs with their sleeves full of tricks. When the fuzzy wuzzy wolf saw he couldn't blow the pad, he hopped up on the roof and wailed, dig this, Dad. But the picnics inside were grooving it so, they got a pot of boiling water and the rest you know. Looks like this story made out all right, cause guess what those picnics had for supper that night? Man, like they dig those wolf burgers.
Great gobs of goo, Rocky.
Some people like to rock, some people like to roll, but me, I like to sit around to satisfy my soul. I like my women short, I like my women tall, and that's about the only thing I really dig at all. Well, man, well, I belong to the B generation. I don't let anything trouble my mind. I belong to the B generation, and everything's going just fine.
Weirdsville, yeah.
Some people say I'm lazy and my life's a wreck, but that stuff doesn't faze me. I get unemployment checks. I run around in sandals, I never ever shave, and that's the way I wanna be when someone digs my grave.
What a beat in the White House.
I belong to the B generation, yeah. I don't let anything trouble my mind.
Sneaky B,
yeah. I belong to the B generation, and everything's going just fine.
Back on the road.
I once knew a man who worked from 9 to 5. Just to pay his monthly bills was why he stayed alive. So keep your country cottage, your house and lawn so green. I just want a one-room pad where I can make the scene.
So out it's in.
I belong to the B generation. I don't let anything trouble my mind. Like it. I belong to the B generation. And everything's going just fine.
Oh, oh man, poetry and jazz there.
I belong to the B generation.
Yeah.
I don't let anything
man, that's my
trouble
story.
My mind. Hey,
hey, let's flip the coffee house.
I belong to
yeah.
the B generation.
Man, nah, we've made this scene long enough.
I belong to the B. Generation. I don't let anything.
Hey, Harry, dig that swinging chick over there.
Ha 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 ha!
Shut up, man. Let's just keep walking, huh?
But Harry, all I said was...
Shut up, man. Let's just keep walking.
Where are we walking to, Harry?
Tonight's the night, man. Tonight's the night. 'Cause the blood will flow like a water. Heads will be cracking on the ground. But we're all in a street fight tonight. Here on the east side of town. The sharks are gonna cut the dragons down. Now the sharks are a mean and deadly outfit. And the dragons don't know what they're headed for. But they'll find out tonight as we catch them in a fight. Down around the back of Louis' store. We're gonna cut them down and even out the score. We'll be cracking on the ground. But we're all in a street fight tonight. Here on the east side of town. Now the sharks are a mean and deadly outfit. And them dragons don't know what they're headed for. We catch him in a fight. Down around the back of Louis' store. We're gonna cut him down and even up the score. Sweet boy!
And now for something completely different.
10 seconds after this kiss, their lives will be torn apart. So beautiful, but she was damaged goods.
You sin a little, drink a little. Love a little. Jim. Jim, do you love me?
I don't know.
I haven't seen you around much lately.
Oh, we've been busy.
We? Mm-hmm. We're getting married right after graduation.
The tender, tragic story of teenage sex, of parental neglect.
You've never had a girl before.
Sure I have.
I could make you happy.
Hey, tell her about Luana.
I think you said enough, Mark.
What about Luana?
Just a girl we met, that's all.
And today he's a man.
Kids in trouble. Whom do they turn to? Her mother didn't tell her, but the family doctor did.
Jim... I need to be loved. Love me.
Tonight, romance. Tomorrow, remorse. Forever, regrets.
Debbie and Tommy were like so many kids at Union High. They were going steady, exactly 2 years, 8 months, 11 days, 4 hours, and 32 minutes. That's what Debbie was thinking in her oversized bed, surrounded by pictures of Tommy and herself. She and Tommy at the beach. She and Tommy at the dance. She and Tommy at Christmas. As she dozed off to sleep, the following strange events began to unfold.
Debbie and Tommy agreed with a smile. It was time to get married and walk down the aisle. Debbie's mom and dad were away on a trip, so they told her big sister, who they thought was his.
Joanne, Tommy and I are getting married. Since mom and dad aren't here, will you give your approval?
Hello, Mother? Mother, Debbie's going to marry Tommy. She's just left. I was so shocked, I had to call you.
She doesn't know what she's doing. Has she lost her mind?
Debbie and Tommy weren't hurt by this. Determined to share
Debbie dear, don't worry. My buddy Jack will stand up for us.
You want me to punch him out?
Debbie had a great idea. She thought of a boy named Ted. Ted? They were once going steady, but she picked Tommy instead.
Ted, will you and Betty come to Centerville with us? It would mean so much to me.
No.
Soon, their plans for elopement became the talk of the school.
calling all cars, be on the lookout for Tommy and Debbie, driving a 57 Ford, candy apple yellow, three-quarter cam, super stock, Chrysler engine, headed towards Centerville. Take this girl, Debbie, to be your lawful wedded wife.
Well,
Tommy, did you hear what he said? Tommy? Tommy?
Debbie?
Tommy?
Debbie?
Tommy.
Wake up!
Mom! Oh, Mom, I'll take everyone's advice. I'll wait until after school to get married. Oh, I'll wait. I'll wait, and I'll be sure.
Memories of a high school. Memories of a high school bride.
Memories of a high school. Memories of a high school. Ooh. The play is Memories of a High School Bride from a Kim Fowley compilation I have. That was originally released in 1960 off of... Hold on, no. My script here. Oh, from Artemis label, 1965. We started things out with some Travesty Limited with a Rock and Roll Doctor off of Hughes Records, 1980. Whew. The Caps, Three Little Pig Nicks from 1959 from White Star. Bob McFadden, The Beat Generation from 1959 off of the Brunswick label. Phil Camp's Street Fight from Impact. 1960. Play something else? Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. Joe posted something up on the... Oh, and hello to Kristen, who is also sitting on the web Facebook page there. But Joe posted something, and it got me thinking, and I figured, you know, sometimes when I do my show, I don't have a script per se, and I kind of do for tonight, but I just... I got a bunch of stuff here, so... I'll play that coming up next. You know, the Three Little Pigs got me thinking there, so that's coming up next. On Bubbles in a Think Tank with Chris on WMFO and Method 91.5 on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org.
Pigs. One played a pipe and the other danced jigs. The three little pigs are still around, but they're playing music with a modern sound. Running smooth, the pigs were due for a big surprise, for the wolf appeared with red-rimmed eyes.
Ooh, you cool! Ooh, you cool! Ooh, you cool, man! Cool!
Well, to show he was friendly, he shook their hand, announced he was joining up with a band. Instead of starting an argument, one and a two and away they went! were really gassed. They'd never heard such a corny blast.
We played in the West.
We played in the East. We've heard the most, but you're the least.
Well, the big bad wolf was really mad. He wanted to play music and he wanted to play bad.
They stopped me before I could go to town, so I'll huff and puff and blow their house down.
The house of straw was blown away. The pigs had to find another place to play. A dewdrop in the house of sticks. Three little pigs were giving out licks. Swinging like a gate, doing Liberace on an 88.
I wish my brother George was here.
Three little pigs were having a ball when the big bad wolf, he entered the hall. The big bad wolf, he sat right down.
Come on, cats, we're going to town.
Shout.
Stop the music! Throw the squirrel!
The big bad wolf was really sore.
If they're gonna get tough, I'll give them more. They don't know talent in this here town. I'll huff and puff and blow the place down.
Do drop in, did drop down. Three little pigs crawled out of the rubble.
This big bad wolf gives us nothing but trouble.
So we won't be bothered by his windy tricks.
The next place we play must be made of bricks.
Sturdy place, this house of bricks. Built in 1776. High class place with a high class crowd. Sign on the door, no wolves allowed. The wolf was sore and fit to be tied. He was sworn and determined to get inside. He huffed and puffed at the house of bricks, but bricks are stronger than straw or sticks. He huffed and puffed and bleeped and blooped, and at 10 o'clock was completely pooped. When all of a sudden came a ray of hope.
I could disguise myself. Boy, what a dope.
Stride. He figured out another way to get inside.
Real cool.
yam. Oh, how I hate to ride.
I didn't know you could.
Dear John, I must let you know tonight that my love for you has died away like grass upon the lawn.
Has died away like grass upon the lawn. Now there's a dandelion.
And tonight I'll wed another dear John. Take it, John.
I was overseas in battle when the dandelion, when the postman come to me.
I get it. Lawn, dandelion.
Look, laughing girl, will you try and control yourself?
I just figured out that joke.
So what do you want, a medal? Where was I? Oh, yeah. I was overseas in battle.
Wait a minute, hold it.
Now what?
Sound more hillbilly.
More what?
More husky in the furlin.
Oh, yeah.
When the postman come to me.
That's got it.
And he handed me this letter. I was as happy as I could be. For the fighting was all over. And the battle had been won. Then I opened up the cotton picking letter and it started out, dear John. Did I ask you to sing in the background?
No.
Well, then do me a favor.
Yes.
Keep your dad's blame mouth shut.
Oh, John, you used to say such nice things to me. Remember?
John!
Marsha.
John!
Marcia.
John!
Marcia.
Oh, John, remember?
Marcia, I remember. I'll do anything for you. I'll buy a can of fish and worms.
No.
I'll get you that new set of teeth. Come on to my house. I'll give you a pomegranate.
No.
Then what do you want?
Let me sing in the background.
All right, but sing way in the background.
Dear John.
Get further back. I can still hear you.
Dear John.
That's better. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. Will you please send back my autographed picture of Roy Acuff? My husband wants it now. When you find out who I'm wedding, you won't care, dear, anyhow. I've always been your best girl, but today I wed another. I couldn't wait, so I have married your father. That's all for now. Love, Mother.
Let's go.
I'm a Fujiyama mama and I'm just about to blow my top.
Fujiyama, yama, 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 yama.
Cause when I start erupting, ain't nobody gonna make me stop.
Fujiyama, yama, Fujiyama, yama.
I drink a quart of sake, smoke dynamite, chase it with tobacco and then shoot out the night. Cause I'm a Fujiyama mama and I'm just about to blow my top.
Yama, 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 yama.
And when I start erupting, ain't nobody gonna make me stop.
Yama,
I've been to Nagasaki, Hiroshima too. The same I did to them, babe, I can do to you. Cause I'm a Fujiyama mama and I'm just about to blow my top. Fujiyama mama, and I'm just about to blow my top.
Fujiyama, yama, 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 yama.
And when I start erupting, ain't nobody gonna make me stop.
Fujiyama, yama, Fujiyama, yama.
You can call me crazy, stone deaf and dumb, but I can cause destruction just like the atom bomb. Cause I'm a Fujiyama mama, and I'm just about to blow my top. So when I start erupting, ain't nobody gonna make me stop.
Yama, yama, yama.
He takes me for granted all of the time. To teach him a lesson, make him mad, I went out on a date with the best friend he had. That made him mad, boy. Hot dog, that made him mad. And he hugged me and he kissed me and he asked me not to do it again. Oh, late last night when I came in, he demanded to know just where I'd been, but I really put him right in his place. Instead of an answer, I laughed in his face. That made him mad, boy. Hot dog, that made him mad. So he hugged me and he kissed me and he asked me not to do it again. Change that he would leave. Well, you should have seen him. Was his face red when I laughed and told him just go right ahead? That made him mad, boy. Hot dog, that made him mad. So he hugged me and he kissed me and he asked me not to do it again. Well, the moral is to play it cool. Let your guy know you're nobody's fool. The thinking you're all his own. Let him know that you can take him or leave him alone. That makes him mad, boy. Hot dog, that makes him mad. And he'll hug you and he'll kiss you and he'll ask you not to do it again. Yeah, he'll hug you and he'll kiss you. He'll squeeze you and he'll please you. again.
Holy nightmare.
Will tonight be the night that Bruce reveals himself to the magnificent Miranda?
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda.
Miranda.
And I'd do anything for you if you just ask,
Miranda.
Ask me to do anything for you, Miranda. But please don't ask me to remove my mask. It's against the code of heroes. But you know how much I love you, darling, so come into my kingdom. Boy genius, what are you doing here?
Bruce, come right away. There's a job to be done. A giant octopus has run amok in Washington.
Boy genius, this is one time you'll have to go it alone. Would you like to see me make my muscles dance, Miranda?
Miranda.
For someone powerful as me, it's no big task,
Miranda.
Ask me to do anything for you, Miranda. But please don't ask me to remove my mask. It's attached to my special super thermal V nuclear long underwear. I don't think I've forgotten my promise. Tonight, I'm going to kiss you.
Bruce, something terrible has happened. Mr. AC/DC, the electric brain, has threatened to turn off the electric current all over the... See what I mean?
Holy Sherlock Holmes, boy genius, you're becoming a real stick in the mud. You better zoom, zoom right out of here. I can see the hurt look on your face, Miranda.
Miranda.
So I'm gonna do the little thing you ask,
Miranda.
Come take a peek, a teeny weeny peek, Miranda. Get ready now while I remove my mask. There, darling, what do you think?
Oh, please, put it back.
Drat! I never met a girl like you before, Miranda.
Miranda.
And I'd do anything for you if you just ask.
Miranda.
Ask me to do anything.
Riddle me this. What do you call a sleeping bull? Answer. A bulldozer. Riddle me this.
What, tell me, what, tell me, what's the difference between an elephant and a flea?
Gee, we would sure like to know the difference between an elephant and a flea.
Well, an elephant can have fleas, but a flea can't have elephants. Oh.
Hey, little fiddle, the whole world can fiddle, he's a fiddler.
What did the chick say to the other chick when the hen laid an orange instead of an egg?
What did the chick say to the other chick when the hen laid an orange got an egg?
The chick said, look at the orange marmalade.
Aw, come on, Riddler.
A puzzle, you a puzzle, I'll quiz you a quiz. I'm gonna keep you guessing like nobody's business. I'm a whiz, and my name is the Riddler.
The Riddler.
Riddle me this.
Which, tell me, which is the easier to spell, fiddly-dee or fiddly-dum?
Gee, we give up, which is easier to spell, fiddly-dee or dum?
Fiddly-dee, cause it's spelled with more ease.
Hey, Riddler, when's the worst weather for rats and mice?
When it's raining cats and dogs.
Why is your nose not 12 inches long?
Because then it would be your foot.
Hey, Riddler, why do birds fly south in the winter?
Because it's too far to walk.
Gee, Riddler, you know everything.
That's right, kids. And you know why? Because I'm the Riddler.
The whole world's riddle. Hey, little, the whole world's riddle. Hey, little,
I can do for you, sir? Check your tape?
Ringside table, Batman?
Just looking, thanks. I'll stand at the bar. I shouldn't wish to attract attention.
What can I say? I grew up watching Batman. Just finished up there with some Frank Ocean with The Riddler from A&M Records from 1966. We started things way back there, I think, with Shorty Rogers and Warren Foster with Three Little Bops. It comes off a compilation I have called That's All, Folks. Merry Melodies and Looney Tunes. Cartoon songs from them. I actually had that, and as I said, somebody posted a picture, so I figured I'd dig that out. Stan Freberg, John and Masha from Capitol Records, 1951. The Dinks. Nina. Whatever. Sully Records, 1965. Ernestine Allen with Fujiyama Mama from 1955. That's actually off of... Hold on. Somebody posted it. I saw it. Where is it? I lost it. 1955. And then he followed up with Wanda Jackson. Ernestine actually had the original version of Fujiyama Mama, which was kind of interesting when you really think about it. Just, it's interesting. Wanda Jackson with Hot Dog, That Made Him Mad. I think I got some more food music coming up soon. From 1956. And Adam West with Miranda from 20th Century Records. And I'm running out of time. So let's get back to music. How about that?
I'm running, yes, before it's too late. Trying to get away from that jailbait. It's a rough temptation, but a common invitation and a good association, but a quick elimination that will take you out of circulation. Yes, I'm talking about that younger generation. So take my advice, fellas. For goodness sake. 15, 16, 17, that's jailbait. Now they swear that they're in love. That you and her are my stars above. And she's looking mighty good. Just like a young girl should. We try to tell you no, and let that young girl go, but you know it all, you have yourself a ball, and now that it's too late,